confession I can't take back.
I am...
The Masked Speaker.
It's the number one radio segment in the world for people who call us from their bathrooms.
Now, it's a private space, Alexis. Yeah. It makes sense.
Because they've had too much fiber today? Well, or is it because they don't want anybody else to hear the embarrassing confession that they're about to make?
Why can't it be both, here? Jeff? Ew. Why can't it
There's
be both?
It could be both. And we have a guy on the line who's ready to come on and tell his truth. He wants to go by the name Dodge today. Oh. So, Dodge, welcome to the outhouse of radio, a.k.a. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Thank you.
Are you in the bathroom?
I am not in the bathroom.
Okay.
I can move there.
No, that's fine.
We don't need that.
Wherever you're comfortable telling the truth. I don't care where it happens, Dodge.
How are you feeling, Dodge?
I'm sweating a little bit.
We're ready to hear your confession. You are today's mass speaker. We're altering your voice with our voice changer. Whenever you're ready, man, go ahead.
All right. So a while ago, I was just out of college, and I was living with a bunch of guys.
Okay.
And a couple of the guys I was tight with, and then there were some other guys that we needed as roomies to make it all work financially for everybody.
Gotcha. I can actually smell the house that you were living in from here, even though it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yes, you know.
Yeah. So
one of the guys was struggling to pay rent this one particular month, and he was short $200, and so he talked to me, and I covered him.
Okay.
That's nice of you.
Hey. Yeah,
and I thought, you know, he was like, it's just a one-time thing, and I felt good about it. But it's like sort of the cliche. The next month, he's like, I can't cover any of it. And he comes to me again.
Oh, man. Oh.
And he came to you again.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a pattern now.
Yeah, so now what are you feeling towards him?
I was still naive, but looking back, I knew, but I paid his whole rent that next month.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
the entire portion.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I can't pay my rent either, Dodge. Can you spot me?
Yeah, he was saying stuff like, you know, I just need to get back on my feet. And blah,
was
blah.
He not working?
Yeah, he had lost his job.
Okay.
Aww, okay.
Okay.
But like a week later, I saw on his social media that he was like at a concert.
Ugh.
And talking about this big date with this girl.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And this is why it ruins friendships. Because now you're like, dude, come
hate
on.
That. I mean, that's happened to me before.
But you don't know. Like, maybe he got the tickets for free. Like, he could have known somebody.
Sure. Did you ask him about it?
Yeah, I did. And he was like, yeah, she paid for everything. Mm, and I was like,
I mean, you don't really believe
He could have been dating me. I mean, I've dated a lot of poor men in my life.
But hold on. You know this person, we don't. Did you believe them?
No, I didn't believe.
Okay.
So that's good to know for us.
Now you're getting angry.
Yeah, totally. And then the next week, he has a new Xbox.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, wow.
I hope the girl bought him that. I would marry her.
Yeah. Is he a thief? Did he?
Oh, he could be.
No, and then again, the next month, he says he can't pay rent.
Okay.
Now, at this point, I started talking to the other guys in the house, and one of the other guys presented an alternative idea of how to solve the situation.
Okay, listen, if you are going to tell us that this man is now missing, we will have to report it.
Oh, man.
I don't know how that would solve your problem. Now you still have the entire share of the rent that you have to pay.
Yeah,
now
I don't know.
Have the person.
Yeah.
What did your friend have in mind?
So he had evidently found his digital camera.
The poor roommate's digital camera?
Okay.
And on the camera were nude selfies this guy had taken.
Of himself?
Why do that?
Go on.
So we hatched a plan to send him some of those pictures from an anonymous email and tell him that we had hacked his accounts and that if he didn't send $500 within 48 hours, we would release the photos.
You blackmailed your roommate.
That is highly illegal.
Yeah.
We're all
he was already nervous, Brooke.
Yeah.
that's why I was sweating.
If it's me and I get one of these emails, I'm like, delete.
Yeah.
I know for a fact. I'm like, I'm not paying anybody
anything.
But not
if you saw the photos in the email.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So literally the next morning, we checked the PayPal account and had sent the $500.
Oh, what?
Oh my God.
So he had money.
Did he borrow it from you? Come see you, hey, bro. I need another $500, man.
No, that was the other funny thing, is that he never mentioned it to any of us.
Whoa. Yes. You would think he'd go to another roommate and go, look, I've already borrowed from so-and-so. I need this. This is an emergency again.
I bet he had the money.
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know. He was, like, unemployed. Like, oof.
But I guess when you're unemployed, even if you have saved a bunch of money, if it's your last $500, you're already in that I'm broke mode.
Yeah.
You have income.
I know, but it's like, Dodge, weren't you ever scared you'd get caught or he'd turn you into police?
Revenge porn wasn't like
a thing.
Yeah, they hadn't done the 2020 episode on it yet. Yeah. Nobody knew. So
I think people knew. I think you're just trying to excuse yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, this feels weird because you did something very wrong and highly illegal, but I kind of feel for you. I'm like, good, you got your money back.
And did you at least hold on to the pictures?
What?
Jeff.
Wait, do you just want to see him, Jeff?
We held on to him because we always joked if we ever needed $500, we could always...
No.
It's like a little side account.
We're not serious. We wouldn't do that. Again.
You're maybe not, but I bet one of those other dudes is on
your
side. Yeah, that is so sketchy, dude.
It's like, how did you get that new BMW? Where'd that money come from?
Oh, I saved a picture of my friend's junk a long time ago.
Yeah.
You should try it.
Sounds cool. Wow.
That's not cool, man. That's bad energy to put out into the world.
I think scamming, you know.
Yeah, like, stiffing was an interesting word to use there, that's for sure. But text in to 78592 if you have a confession that you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity by masking your voice so you can become the next mass speaker. Phone tap's coming up next.